I'm Jackie.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to The Witching Hour.
The Witching Hour is a little extension of Dumb Witch Club, where we give you a witchy quickie.
What that is we take a big topic, break it down into bite-sized pieces, and we have a little sip of something to drink.
It's very obvious that our producer knows our entire spiel that
yeah,
we did
it's
there.
Like a little distracting sometimes.
Literally over there, like, mouthing all their words.
I know!
Anyway, it's cute and
stalker
adorable.
Stalker fan much? Like,
I know. Stan alert. Hello.
Stan alert for Dumb Witch Club.
Okay.
Wow. It's a lot. Knows my every move.
He's literally telling us what to do.
I know. Whatever.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
So we're drinking a red wine.
Who are we?
I don't know. Can't recognize this witch.
Mm-mm. It's pretty good, though.
It is good. So this is a carryover from a bottle we were just drinking in a previous episode. So this is the Ballard Lane Wines Pinot Noir 2022. This is from the Central Coast of California.
It is.
And it's very drinkable. It's, you know, if you've watched this before.
You know.
We are not red wine fans, aficionados, by any means. No. We're learning. But this is very good. It's very easy to drink. It's very tasty. It's not super heavy.
Mm-mm.
It's nice and dry, but not, like, too dry.
Yeah, not where your tongue feels, like, all sucked dry.
I don't feel like my teeth are going to fall out. So.
What the heck?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of do. It's weird. It's, like, a weird feeling.
Yeah, no, so not from Ballard Lane, not at all.
Not at all. And, I mean, they're so close, you know. That
so close.
We could probably just visit.
It's a stone's throw, really.
Mm. I feel like there's a winery called Stone's Throw.
There should be. And if there's not, maybe there will be.
I don't know why that popped into my head, but I feel like there is.
Well, we'll look it up, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell me what's up with this witching hour.
This witching hour is all about oracle cards.
Ooh.
Yeah. One might call this an oracle-torial.
Mmm. I like that.
Which is not as cute as tarot-torial, but it's still cute. It has, still would you cute. Call that assonance?
Yes.
Oracle-torial.
Yeah, I would.
There's assonance in the thing. So, you know, it's cute. But it's cute. It's the little, like, additional series to the other series that is focused on, that one's focused on tarot. This one is focused on oracle cards.
Yay! Amazing.
Yes.
Tell me everything.
Which is a divination tool that I use mostly, and it is different from a tarot deck or a Lenormand deck if you've used one of those, which I also like. But still an intuitive tool, something that you use to get guidance on your life and your journey and sort of what you're going through. But oracle cards are a little bit more open world.
Sure. Yes.
Shall we say, right? There's not as many kind of strict definitions of the different cards. Each deck is completely different from another one. And you can choose them based on kind of whatever draws you to them, mm-hmm. whatever imagery you like, sort of like seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them have very specific themes. Like, there's ones that relate to cats, if you really like cats. So there's others that are, like, fairy forest oracle cards or woodland ones, which are some of my favorites. So basically a collection of cards with images and words on them to give you guidance. And unlike tarot, there isn't a set amount of cards in each deck either.
Right.
They all kind of vary depending on who's putting them together. So that can kind of determine how you choose them, too. But basically what you're going to do with an oracle deck is you're going to kind of use your intuition, whatever questions you're coming, same questions you would ask if you were using tarot, but you're going to kind of sit with the deck and then use your intuition to decide how many cards you're going to pull and whatever imagery and words are on the cards, how that relates to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, much more open-ended, mm-hmm. much more open to interpretation. Jackie has mentioned this before. Oracle cards tend to skew a little bit more positive.
Mm-hmm.
I will say not wholly positive and not always.
Yeah, and I never meant that as a criticism anyway.
No, of course not. But you've probably, if you do watch us routinely, you have seen that we generally pull a card at the beginning of every episode to sort of give us a little bit of guidance in our mood and kind of the energy we're bringing towards the episode. They're almost always super spot on and topical. We almost always use oracle cards because it's a little easier to do a one card pull and really get kind of a full reading and a full sentence out of an oracle card. But sometimes we do draw them and we don't like what we draw and it just happened. Mm-hmm. We were not happy about it.
What is this?
So it does happen. It's, I mean, yes, they do tend to skew a little bit more positive, but again, not always. And yeah, I mean, it's very intuitive. So the shuffling of the cards, the placing of the cards, mm-hmm. You kind of just do whatever your intuition is telling you. And I know that might be a little bit frustrating to hear in a tutorial kind of setting. Like, wait, just do whatever. Where is the tutorial part of this? Where I'm like, just do it. It's cool. Okay. Like, I could have figured that out myself. But that's the point. You could have figured it out yourself.
And you might have already.
You might have already. And you're going to figure it out yourself. And you can have different decks or you can borrow them from people or whatever. And just play with it and, you know, see what comes up for you. One of the main things I will say that will make things clearer to you with any of these divination tools is recording down what you draw. Mm-hmm. Record down your card pulls. Record down what you were feeling at the time, what you were asking, because you're going to kind of forget. But when you can look back at your journey there and your trajectory, you're going to see little bits and pieces that you probably didn't notice before. So,
can I just add one thing to that? Uh-huh. In general, I am not a fan of using technology to record like journaling or notes mm-hmm. or anything. And I know a lot of people are. Personally, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But in the case of card pulls, I am 100% a fan of taking a picture of it.
Yes.
Rather than just like writing down the cards that you pulled.
I agree.
Because the imagery on the cards is important. Where you placed intentionally or intuitively placed the cards is more important. Mm-hmm. So if you can take a picture of it on your phone, even if you also journal about it, like in a written, you know, pen pencil way, I really, really advise taking a photo of mm-hmm. your card.
Yeah, I love to do that. And then it's time stamped, you know exactly when you took that. And yes. then you can kind of like match that up with what was going on at the time. And yeah, that's really good information to have. And remember, it's a divination tool. It's a tool. It's meant to provide some insight and some things. It is not a be all end all at all. It's not meant to be the only thing you do, but it's a really powerful, amazing tool that you can use for yourself or others. And I advise you to just stay open and play.
Yay! Oracle-torial.
Oracle-torial.
For the win.
Yay.
Cheers. Cheers.